We can't guarantee we're not going to get avian influenza in Alabama. We do feel like we have the things in place that we're less susceptible to AI than what other states are.
That's Ray Hilburn, Associate Director of the Alabama Poultry and Egg Association, who says that's partly because of the wild bird fly zones.
Alabama's not in one of the direct fly zones. We're out of the kind of the Mississippi flyway and the Atlantic flyway that we kind of split those. And again, with our AI preparedness plan that we've had in place for the last 10 years, with our testing that goes on, with the leadership of Commissioner Matt Millen and Dr. Tony Frazier, the state veterinarian, we feel like in Alabama we are prepared for that.
But despite that, the state of Alabama is working closely with the poultry industry and USDA, as many feel cases of avian influenza could return this fall. While commercial poultry producers are aware of this possibility, he says the industry as a whole continues to spread the word to smaller backyard poultry producers.
We've always had a very active monitoring program with our backyard type producers, the auctions, the flea markets and things. We have a very good relationship with those people. We've been very active in their environment for the last 10 years that we're testing constantly. They're used to us doing this. This isn't anything new for them.
And Hilburn knows practicing good biosecurity is the key.
We're never foolproof 100%. Again, as I mentioned before, we may do things right 99 times out of 100. You do it wrong one time, you get caught. So it's very important that we follow good biosecurity practices.
For more information, contact the Alabama Poultry and Egg Association at 334-265-2732 or go to their website, alabamapoultry.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.